Your questions answered. Your questions answered. The remedy for ignorance is asking questions. Prophet Muhammad. The spirit of inquiry is the hallmark of an open society, and the above saying of the Prophet aptly illustrates this principle. A culture of curiosity and open-mindedness will foster development in any society by motivating its members to learn enthusiastically and enrich their knowledge. This is because awareness of one's ignorance is half of knowledge, as it becomes a stepping stone to seeking and finding answers. A questioning mind is like a flowing river that is replenished with fresh thoughts and ideas and continues on its journey. What is the significance of Hajj? Hajj is a congregational act of worship. It is the fifth pillar of Islam. Muslims from around the world gather at Mecca to perform the pilgrimage. The Hajj rite begins on the seventh day of the month of Dhul Hijjah and ends on the 12th day. Every year, approximately 2 million individuals take part in this worship. The pilgrimage serves as a unifying platform that brings Muslims from different nations together in a religious gathering, fostering a profound sense of unity within the Islamic community. Hajj is a profound demonstration of unity and solidarity. The pilgrimage of Hajj is a sacred journey towards God. It represents the highest level of closeness to one's Lord in this worldly life. While other forms of worship serve as a means of remembering God, Hajj, however, is a means of attaining proximity to God. If other forms of worship are the worship of God at a level of unseen, then Hajj is the worship of God at the level of the seen. Hajj is a divine encounter, it is a meeting with the Almighty. When a person embarks on pilgrimage and reaches the sacred destinations of Hajj, he experiences extraordinary divine feelings. It is as if he has left behind his own world and entered into the realm of God. Tell us something about Prophet Abraham. Prophet Abraham was born in ancient city of Ur, located in the present-day Iraq. He lived for 175 years. Abraham was known for his exceptional qualities and unwavering devotion to God. He spoke to his people about one true God and questioned them about polytheism. But his very own people threw him in the fire. However, God saved him and bestowed upon him the favor of righteous descendants. God instructed Abraham to build the Kaaba, and call people to pilgrimage. Abraham and his son, Ishmael, together constructed the Kaaba, the center of monotheism, towards which people from all over the world would visit. Earlier, prophets were sent to a small community. Abraham was the first prophet who traveled far and wide to spread the message of God. Also, the institution of prophethood continued among his descendants for the next 4,000 years. The last prophet, Prophet Muhammad, whose prophethood will continue undiminished in its influence till the Day of Judgment, was among his descendants. What is Talbiya? What is its significance during Hajj? The pilgrims frequently recite the Talbiya in the form of the following phrase. Labbaik Allahumma labbaik, labbaik la sharika laka labbaik, inal hamda wa ni'mata laka wal mulk. La sharika lak. Here I am, O God, here I am, you have no partner, here I am. Verily, all praise, blessings, and dominion belong to you. You have no partner. By saying these words repeatedly, a psychological state is cultivated within the pilgrim that greatness belongs to one God alone. All other forms of greatness pale into insignificance compared with the supreme greatness of God. This profound realization serves as the key to unity. Unity and solidarity cannot be achieved in an environment where each individual claims superiority over others. When individuals are ready to lose their personal sense of greatness in favor of another, this results in unity and solidarity. What are some of the rituals performed during Hajj? What is their significance? Tawaf, an important part of the Hajj is Tawaf, which involves circumambulation around the Kaaba. People from all corners of the world who gather in Mecca during the Hajj season commence their journey by performing the Tawaf around the Kaaba. This act symbolizes a practical admission that their endeavors will revolve around a single focal point. They move in the same circle. This parallel can be drawn to the physical centrality observed in the solar system, where all the planets orbit around the Sun, the central point. Similarly, Hajj imparts the profound lesson that man should center his life around the worship of one God and revolve within this divine circle. Sa'i. Afterward, the pilgrims proceed to perform Sa'i between Safa and Marwa. They start from Safa and walk towards Marwa, then return from Marwa to Safa. This process is repeated 7 times, completing 7 rounds. This act of Sa'i teaches the lesson that a person's efforts should be restrained within certain boundaries. Without limits to their pursuits, they would wander aimlessly. However, when boundaries are established, individuals remain focused within them. They continuously return to the same points where their fellow pilgrims continue their activities. This is the case with other rituals of Hajj as well. All the rituals of Hajj are performed with a unified focus, despite their various aspects. It is as if there is a divine force like a magnet attracting all scattered elements towards a single point. The gathering at Arafat, after engaging in various rituals, all these people gather in the vast field of Arafat and a remarkable scene unfolds at that moment. It appears as if all the differences among human beings have suddenly vanished. People have let go of their conflicts and have become one, just as their God is one. When all the pilgrims, dressed in white ihram attire, come together in the expansive field of Arafat, observing from a height, it seems as though, despite differences in language, color, status, and gender, everyone has become completely united. Different nationalities seem to merge into a larger nationality. The truth is that Hajj showcases such a profound demonstration of unity and solidarity that no other example can be found anywhere else in the world. Visit to Medina. Although the prescribed rituals of Hajj are concluded in Mecca, most pilgrims also visit Medina after completing Hajj. The ancient name of Medina is Yathrib. However, towards the end of his life, the Prophet of Islam made it his center. Since then, it has been known as Madinat al-Nabi, the city of the Prophet. Medina is its abbreviation. Masjid al-Nabwi, built by the Prophet Muhammad, is located in Medina. His grave lies inside this mosque. The remnant signs of his prophetic life can be seen all around. When the pilgrim reaches Medina, it serves as a profound lesson for them in unity and social cohesion. In the Prophet's mosque, they are reminded that they have only one guide. As they depart, they realize that in spite of the multitude of geographical and national differences among them, they are all required to follow the path shown by the same Prophet. They endeavor to make him the guiding force in their lives. What is the spirit of sacrifice during the occasions of Hajj or Eid al-Adha? The act of animal sacrifice encompasses 2 dimensions, one is its spirit, and the other its form. In terms of its spirit, sacrifice represents a commitment or pledge. The physical act of sacrifice serves as a pledge in action. By sacrificing an animal, a believer symbolically pledges to devote his entire life to the path of God. He follows the footsteps of his forefather, Abraham, in being so devout and obedient to his Creator that he is ready to sacrifice even his most prized possession if need arises in God's way. What is the social aspect of Hajj every year? Approximately 2 million individuals take part in Hajj, and this pilgrimage serves as a unifying platform that brings Muslims from different nations together in a religious gathering, fostering a profound sense of unity within the Islamic community. God has designated the Kaaba as a sacred place where people return to find peace. It is a center, a gathering place that serves as a common reference point and symbol for all. Though Muslims from different corners of the world are gathered, speaking different languages, during Hajj season, they all become united. They come together to worship the same God. Throughout Hajj, their focus remains steadfastly on the same God. Thus, Hajj becomes an act of worship, that, with all its rituals, imparts lessons of social cohesion and centrality. There is a hadith that cautions Muslims about the intention of performing Hajj. Kindly elaborate. In a hadith, it is mentioned, there will come a time when people perform Hajj for entertainment, the middle class for business, the scholars for fame and reputation, and the poor seeking monetary help. This hadith is indeed quite alarming. In light of this, it is crucial for Muslims, particularly in the present age, to engage in introspection and evaluate their action whether or not they are sincere in intention. How should a person conduct himself after performing Hajj? According to a saying of the Prophet, a person after completing Hajj is akin to a newborn baby, cleared of all sins. This should be a person's attitude after completing Hajj. He should cleanse himself of all negative thoughts, remove any hatred or malice he might have harbored towards his fellow, forgive those who wronged him and wholly connect himself with his Lord. He should pledge to lead a God-oriented life and also exhort others to remember God and celebrate his praises. He should be conscious of spreading the peaceful message of God to all his fellow human beings. Can you summarize the benefits of Hajj? Hajj, when performed with sincerity and devotion, has the power to transform the pilgrim, similar to what is known as deconditioning in modern terms. Hajj is a transformative journey that aims to decondition every individual, allowing them to reconnect with their inner nature. Essentially, the person who was previously bound by external conditioning becomes aligned with their true nature through the experience of Hajj. However, this benefit of Hajj is attained by those who perform the pilgrimage with the right intention and spiritual mindset. For those who merely go through the outward rituals of Hajj without any spirit, it remains just an outing lacking any deeper significance. The Quran forbids extravagance, which is spending without real need. 731. The Prophet of Islam said, indeed, extravagance is to eat everything you desire. Sunan Ibn Majah, Hadith number 3352. It is man's legitimate right to spend on real needs. One should not spend out of desire and pleasure. God gives someone surplus wealth, not for spending it only on himself. Wealth is God's trust, and he should spend it only on the things God has ordained for him. Extravagant lifestyle is an indication that a person has not fulfilled God's trust.